Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument, and has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro, and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a full house here tonight. I'm very honored to have Universum Guitars in. And thanks to Gary Rudenko from the Amp Shop Bass Exchange for introducing me to them. Universum Guitars, it's an interesting company. It's a newer company. They basically were founded in 2016, though the background and experience of the major people at Universum go farther back. They're based in the Ukraine, where my grandmother was born, so it's kind of an interesting small world. How it's a perfect example of, I mentioned in the post today in Facebook that music and especially guitar playing is such a global thing. And this is a perfect example. Now we're seeing a lot of luthiers coming out of all over the world. And this is a perfect example. And these guitars, I'm going to be taking pictures of them. They are some of the most beautiful guitars I've ever seen in my life. Before I'm going to introduce everybody that's here, we also have some players here that are going to demonstrate the guitars as we talk. My dear friend, it's been so long since he's been here.
I know you miss me.
Basically, he was here last week. Steve Pfister, I invited him. He was actually requested. Gary said, bring that Steve Pfister down. You got to bring him down. So I called him, and he was happy to come by and oblige.
Hey, now.
And also, another friend of mine that's been on the show, and another amazing session player and a versatile guitarist, too, Tony Pulizzi. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be down here.
And perfect people to try these guitars out, because both of these guys play a lot of different styles and techniques. Prescott was supposed to be by, but he had a personal emergency they had to take care of. And so I just so happened, my friend Doug Moore had called me up. He was supposed to work today, and they canceled his gig that he needed to do. And so he was feeling kind of dejected that they said, we don't need you. You can go home. So I said, well, come on. And as it turned out, he'll be playing bass since Prescott isn't here, because he plays bass. And again, Gary Rudenko is here from the Amp Shop Bass Exchange, and it's good
Gary.
To have you back.
Yes, yes.
Bring
I'm
that
still
mic.
Here, man. You cannot get rid of me, guys.
No. And I'm glad you're in good health. That you had a little close call there, and you better watch it, because you're not allowed to leave here.
All of us has to watch.
You cannot leave the planet.
Okay. Right.
You do anything, I'll kill you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, it's very good. I'm glad that you're healthy and you're doing well. Also, too, we have two guests from the Ukraine, from Universum Guitars. I want to introduce Pavel Masterov.
Yeah, hello, everybody.
And it's welcome. And one of the founders, or one of the key people, one of the design engineer, Alexander Doroshenko, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
Now, just a little bit of background, and Gary Vale is here too, and I'm going to have him explain a little more about the guitars and stuff, the different woods and how they're built. It was originally founded in 2016 with Alexander and Vadim and Dmitry Gavrilenko, if I'm saying that right.
Wow, pretty good.
And these guys had been luthiers and worked on guitars for 20 plus years for a lot of people in Europe. So there's a very good background and experience there. And so they founded in 2016, and these guitars are just beautiful. Very amazing. Gary, now you were, taking a look at these guitars and playing with them.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the uniqueness of these guitars. I mean, besides the most beautiful woods I've ever seen. But there's some things on these guitars that I've never seen before. So if you can talk
very
a little bit.
Very unique designs. Very, very unique designs. It's been great getting a sneak peek at these guitars. Because they're really being unveiled at NAMM later in the week. So no one's seen them yet. And honestly, we didn't know what to expect. And when we opened the boxes one by one, oh my gosh. I think the most exciting thing about them is they're not Strat copies or Les Paul style. Very unique designs. Even their single cutaway instruments, which is kind of a conventional shape, they have a very unconventional flair. A big part of it is the sound hole on the upper bout of the guitar, which I'm going to cue Pavel in a minute to tell us a little bit about where that came from, because it's their website will blow your mind. It looks like a hole. It looks like you took a piece of wood and did a hole. But
right.
These guys, really crazy, on their website it kind of goes into it, and if anyone's seen the Da Vinci Code or read into the golden ratio, which I had not, there's actually a very deep mathematical explanation to the sound holes in their guitars. But to answer your question, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. The designs are really unique, and they don't all have that. They
right.
also have solid bodies, and they were kind enough to bring some really interesting examples of their styles in. Very, very unique. I mean, I don't know of another guitar shape.
The bass player has the bass has that. Doug has that one with the sound, the weird sound hole. So that's a hollow body or semi hollow guitar.
Semi hollow.
No, that's actually a solid body with a little chamber in there.
Right.
The sound hole like a sound chamber, which
move your mic closer to you so you can.
Which works sort of like some kind of trap, which bringing in that focused all of those bad frequencies from the bass and removing it from the sounds.
And that so wood, the wood cover on it looks like an ammonite or a chambered nautilus.
Right, right. Actually, since you're talking, that was Doug. Play the bass a little bit and let me. So it's got a real solid sound. And if I'm correct, you guys make your own pickups, right?
On the bass, we use the Marzo. On the guitars, we use only our pickups.
You make your own,
yeah,
okay, which we'll hear in a few minutes. So, beautiful sounding bass, and it's just it's a nice neck. It's a narrow neck, but it's
feels great. It's real easy to play.
So very, very, very good. So and then the guitars that Steve and Tony are playing, those are all solid body, right? They're not chambered.
Solid body ones.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Gary.
No, it's easy to go down the rabbit hole of the sound hole because they kind of freaked us all out.
Yeah.
And again, I encourage you all to look at their website, universumguitars.com. Or if you're local, I mean, we do have the guitars in the amp shop in North Hollywood. I mean, if I can say that, for a demo and whatnot. But again, they don't all have that. Even the solid bodies have very, very unique shapes, interesting diameters. Something I found interesting learning about their build is on their website they refer to price and where some of the differentiation comes in. And actually their motivation on pricing is how long the wood has been dried out. A lot of the Asian guitar companies have a buy it, blast it, dry it, compress it technique in their build, which is obviously found in the price. These guys are actually using aged, there's some of this wood 5 years aged, 7 years aged. It's been aged over time.
right,
in a more organic method.
Well, I also noticed that, like, the guitar that Tony has right now, that top is really, that wood looks really exotic. Mm-hmm. Are you using standard, what we call standard guitar woods, like mahogany, you know, rosewood fingerboards, or are you using other types of woods? Because I know that's a concern with everybody now, because, like, rosewood and even mahogany now is becoming very scarce.
No, they don't use mahogany. They use an alder ash.
Alder.
They use an wenge, and they use some kind of tops like that, like a burl.
What wood is that top?
It's burl.
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 Burl
poplar.
Poplar.
Poplar. That's a beautiful. That I mean, you'll see the pictures of these.
For the fretboards, they use an wenge and ebony, but mm-hmm. they don't use rosewood and they don't use mahogany. So that's why you can travel with them no matter where you go. You should have no problem with that type.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Now, are those woods native to Ukraine?
Those woods.
It's local. You get your
most wood? Of wood. It's native. We use only local wood.
Oh, very good. Very
local
good.
Local maple, local alder, local poplar.
Okay, and there's plenty, right? So you can make many guitars. Good. Okay. Well,
since you're a woodsman. And many guitar people are, one kind of, no matter how different the styles are through the line, one continuum that I've noticed with all of them is, if you look at the necks, it's actually seven piece, and that basically goes, it's maple and walnut.
Maple and walnut.
Yeah, it's maple and walnut, and they all have that, no matter what style guitar or bass. Correct me if I'm wrong, all the ones I've seen anyways. And we've seen more than 20.
So I'm going to take a picture of that neck that you have right here.
Yeah,
Steve's
so for those of you not taking a picture of the neck, and there will be pictures posted, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's basically striped. You know, a lot of times there's a stripe going up and down the neck. Well, there's actually, it's a light maple neck with three thin dark brown stripes going all the way down. So it's actually a seven-piece neck, and that's walnut.
So I assume that makes that pretty solid and sturdy. The lamination of the seven pieces together
makes
a very
solid.
Robust. And these guitars, as beautiful as they are, and I mean the woods are amazing, they look like they're really roadworthy. They can take a beating. They are pretty heavy duty. I mean, it's at least what I'm seeing, and they feel pretty solid. You guys have been playing them before the show.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like they're really solid guitars. That they're, you know,
very, very solid. And with the bridge, the contact with the bridge to the body, brass
mm-hmm.
saddles.
No brass. It's bronze saddles.
Bronze saddles.
Yes.
What would be? Are they denser? Would it be thicker?
Thicker.
More sustained.
More sustained.
Bronze?
It's bronze. It's musical material, and we use only bronze saddles and bronze nut, adjustable bronze nut,
to
separate each string.
It's each one of these guitars, really, is like a work of art. You look at each one.
Bronze has that mass, that brass that was popular a few years, you know, several years ago.
Wow.
But it sounds to me that the bronze doesn't wear out as much. Brass was kind of a soft metal.
Soft metal. This probably does not, but just the way the bridge is mounted in the guitar, really solid. Great tuning gears.
Go ahead.
Let's try it.
Now these are your pickups, right?
Yes.
Yes. Those are amazing pickups. Might as well, since you're playing that guitar, go ahead and go through the tones. Show us some tone out of that.
Well, here's this would be the bridge pickup. Middle, which is both of them, right? And we got a slightly distorted amplifier. And neck. So cleans up real nice. Thank you. tone on this. This is just a rock and roll machine.
It's just straight.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Now, and also, too, the just to point out, the strings load from the back and come up through the body and then come up into up to the nut, and to, I mean to the bridge.
Yeah.
So it's a, it's the string through the body type of thing, which gives it a lot more sustain too.
Wow.
Now, yeah. Those little, he's using a guitar, it's kind of like a white guitar with these little wood panels on it. Any, is that decorative or is that affect the
in
sound?
In this model it's decorative because it's a special order company Lexus. It's the same style like a car.
Oh, okay. Oh,
right,
Lexus.
Here. Right here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
See the way that it looks like the grill from a
That's
a
right. It okay.
See?
I got to take a picture of that.
I'm thinking I think Stormtroopers when I
think
look
it's
that one.
Me too.
That's the Stormtrooper guitar.
Now, what's the wood of those panels? What
ebony.
Those are ebonies. So they're ebony.
Ebony Makassar, yeah.
Yeah. And that fretboard, is that ebony too? Because it matches.
Ebony.
Wow,
that is amazing, and it's bronze.
Look at the headstock, Jeff. With the
the headstock is cut. It's routed out, so it looks kind of this one too. The other one has that same look. That is a beautiful. And this one was made for Lexus.
Yeah.
So that guitar. Now, Steve had pulled this other one out, so do you want to try this one?
Yeah, let me try that.
And then while you're changing, let's take a look at the one that Tony has. And now these pickups, are those humbuckers?
It's humbuckers, and on the tone knobs you can coil cut, boss cut.
Okay, and then so you can split the pickups.
Yeah,
you have this.
So we have three positions.
Three
right
position
here.
And coil cut on tone.
Yeah.
Bring it up a little bit so we can hear it. You're hearing well. That's how resonant the guitar was. Bring the volume up a little bit. Are you up all the way?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Can you bring him up a little bit?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the middle. That's
both pickups.
Right here.
Okay, and that's at humbucker mode, right?
Yes, it's humbucker mode. And
okay.
That's the
bridge. Okay. Now pull switch it to single coil. I'm just curious the difference. Now that's the bridge pickup. Single coil.
Right, right.
Okay, now go to bridge pickup humbucker. No, go humbucker.
Split. Very bitey.
Yeah, it cuts.
Yeah,
it's
interesting. Really cuts.
It's a really interesting pick on it. Now go to the bridge, the neck pickup, and give me both humbucker and single coil. That's humbucker. Now, both of you guys, how do you like the necks? Are they pretty consistent? Now, you were fooling around with all of them, with the different guitars. How are the necks? Are they pretty consistent, or are they?
They feel very consistent.
This guitar that Steve has now, this is a beautiful
one. This
guitar.
One, you got to get a shot of this. This is, look at the detail on this.
The inlay is amazing.
And the way the body contours around the back. I've never seen anything
what,
like
what
it.
What wood is that, the back?
It's mahogany and osh top.
Wow.
The inlay on that's just beautiful. Try to get the neck.
Split the coils.
I'm a sucker for pearl inlay. I love pearl inlay.
Almost looks like a 14th century lute.
Yeah, it has that kind of vintage.
Yeah.
For a minute, I thought you were Lindsey Buckingham because it's kind of.
Well,
we have great versatility in all the guitars, but this guitar neck right here performs just like the other hollow body I was trying before the podcast, who has the wound G, and they play real nicely. It's very easy to play. I don't have a problem with these. The necks are very light.
While we're talking about it, let's bring in the acoustic real quick. We won't plug it in. I'll just have you play it acoustically.
Sure.
But you can explain a little bit the design of that guitar, because it's basically acoustic electric type of guitar. And
I gravitated to that.
He went right to it.
I went right to it with the wound G.
Because I was asking Tony to play some jazz stuff on the guitar, so he went for this guitar, which I think would work really well for a jazz guitar. Just switch with him. There you go. And just play that acoustically right now. It actually has a piezo pickup in it?
It's piezo pickups on the bridge and a condensed microphone in the neck position.
Turn the mic towards the where the label is the front of the mic. There we go.
We should point out this guitar to all eyes pretty much looks like an electric guitar. It looks almost no different than everything else in the room, but it's an acoustic.
Resonance.
Now the chamber that's this hollow?
It's solid body.
It's a solid body. So the chamber that's up on the up above is the same as like on the bass. It functions as a resonate.
In this chamber, in special place, condensed microphone.
Mm. Oh, there's a condenser microphone in there.
That's
okay.
It's the same guitar. With monitor system, and you can hear.
Oh, okay. Well, let's show that one too. So they have another one. This one has pickups in it too, but it's a hollow body too.
It's solid body.
Solid body, but it has a amplifier and speaker in it.
It's wild.
So just play that. Yeah, you don't even need to plug it in. This is going to be interesting.
Pickups.
Well, we have a lot of controls on here.
Four pickups, yeah. When we use monitor system, we use only both pickups.
I pop it open, then it turns on the amplifier.
So which pickup is on right now? Both of them?
Both.
Both. Okay.
When we use monitor system, only both pickups.
A beautiful guitar too. I mean, the craftsmanship, the binding and the inlay on the binding, the inlay on the fretboard. Is that an ebony board?
It's Wenge.
Wenge. The wood is beautiful. Let me get that headstock. That headstock is amazing. Yeah, no, he loved he gravitated towards
they all have great.
Are the necks pretty consistent?
Yes,
they're very consistent all the way
right,
around.
Right, I had no problem going from one to the other, and they all have their versatility too, and they all have their different personality too.
Yeah, and they're interesting. The contour, the way the neck is mounted, on those guitars, it minimizes the heel. Actually, they're not that bad. You know, I'll ask you guys. I'll throw the question out to both you, Tony and Steve. Is it the accessibility to the upper frets pretty easy?
Very easy, yes.
And that's Vengé too?
One question. Bronze frets. What? In this model, it's bronze frets.
Okay, we got to try. Okay.
One quick point to be made for those of you viewing at home who are not viewing at all. the last two acoustic instruments we were listening to, they look exactly like the electrics. So if you look at the site, these are basically single cutaway, for lack of a better word, Les Paul-inspired electric guitar-styled guitars that are thin-line. They're not deep. There's no F-holes. I mean, it's a solid body, single cutaway, electric-appearing guitar with a chamber, a sound chamber. So they all look, you know, we're sitting here looking under fluorescent lighting. They look the same, pretty much. Yet the last one you played is an electric guitar with an amplifier built in under the tailpiece. The previous one is a straight up acoustic guitar, you know, with the, you know, different miking techniques of an acoustic guitar. And so it's just, I want to point out how they're kind of breaking the mold on doing.
Yeah, I mean, these are, I've never seen anything like this. But what I have a question for you on that acoustic one. Where the bridge pickup is, that looks like a sound hole. Is that hollow under there? There's a hole there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, it's hole. It's sound hole to in the Rupert system in it, and
so there's a chamber in there.
Yeah, it's chamber and Rupert system to condense microphone.
Wow. Oh, okay. So the condensed microphone isn't in the where the like Nautilus shell
it
type
has
of
like a horn,
like
which
bring
in
Nautilus
condenser mic.
Oh, wow, that's very...
Because the mic wants to live under the strings there where a conventional sound hole would be.
Yeah. Here, just hold it there on the table, and I'll take a picture.
And show him the back after he gets this picture. The back is very sexy style.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, man, the inlay on the top. Now, this is all maple, right?
Yeah.
And notice that you'll see in the picture, again, the strings come through the body... And
bronze stone block here.
The tool.
So the sustain, there's a lot of sustain in that guitar. And that's even the fact that that's an acoustic. So there's a lot there to give it sustain. But that's an interesting, the way you have that design where the chamber focuses to the microphone. That's unique. I've never seen anything.
But you can
play
a lot of music with that too, not just acoustic style stuff. You could do the fusion. You could do rock with
that
too.
Oh yeah, you can get a lot of trouble with that.
But I mean, you have the piezo pickup, so that's a certain sound in itself.
Right, right.
That's the thing. You know,
it's one volume for a condensed microphone, one for pickups, and you can mix it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's an interesting. Right. I mean, it's just really beautiful. Now the. The neck is, it's a mounted neck. Is there on the electric guitars or the ones that are acoustic electric, the chambered ones, is there a solid block of wood going down the center? Or is it, how is the design? I'm trying to figure out how the best way to Alexander's pointing, there's two outputs, so you have separate outputs for each pickup?
It's separate jacks, one for acoustic mode, one for electric pickups, electromagnetic pickups, and you can connect to different amplifiers.
Or do the stereo.
Oh, this is the electric one, so yeah. So there, this one has a...
Electromagnetic pickups, and when you can open this... you turn on.
Oh, okay. So this guitar, let me take a picture of this. This guitar has the electric pickups and the condenser mic.
Yes.
That's the difference. It doesn't have the piezo in it. Okay. I was wondering what that little switch was for. That is very, very, very cool. Very cool.
You can mix condensed microphone with electromagnetic pickup. It's only microphone, it's both. It's only electromagnetic.
That's a beautiful instrument. Yeah, and then you can close that That's very that's beautiful. Now what wood is that? Is that a maple? Because it's white.
All maple.
That's all maple. And then the neck is the fretboard is.
Fretboard's Svenge.
Svenge. It's both of those are Svenge. Yeah.
I want to say what both of these guitars they have these bridge dampers where the nut are what the nut is and I asked
that's a
what,
damper.
What is it? Yeah.
So if you want to tap or if you're is that what you were yeah. saying that you wanted to do then just.
A string damper. When you play tapping style or different, you can use it and mute in open strings.
Oh. Well, actually, since that thing came off, give that. That'll go on the guitar that Steve
has,
right? If you
don't need, yeah.
So hand that over to Steve.
So it's interchangeable. You can put them on any of these
right.
guitars.
Right. Hand the damper over to Steve, and Steve... We'll ask you to tap.
I've never been known to put a damper on anything.
I guess that's what they called them. I don't know.
But I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
How did you guys hook up? How did you find out about these great guitars? I mean, Gary, how did this come about? When you know, how did you guys come to have the...
How did you find out?
Yeah, how did you...
A good friend of ours, very famous rock star in Russia. He was on tour in Ukraine, in Kiev. And those guys sort of kind of approached them. He came in, he called us up and he told us, Gary, that's something you guys need to check it out. They're coming in the U.S. and if you can guys help those guys, because it's totally everything unique. Uh-huh. You never see like that before. And... that's how we started. Of course, I was skeptical before, you know, first time. I thought, man, how many guitars coming? It's like already,
right?
You know. But when we received the first batch, we opened it up, and whole store was like a wow, wow.
Oh yeah.
Every time I opened the case, it just wow, 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 wow. What next? What next? What else to expect? You know. Of course, some people saying, oh, it's some kind of I don't like it. I like it, whatever. But no matter you like it or you don't like it, it's totally different, totally unusual, totally some kind of. Unique and has his own personality, which nobody doing again. Everybody pretty much what they're making another Les Paul, another Strat,
right.
Another Telecaster, and just varieties with that. More age, less age, Lindy Frail and Seymour Duncan, right? But those guys, they go in extreme type of direction, right. And they're doing something which actually it's not even belong to the guitar world, let's put it this way, right? Like from different space or from different type of demographic totally.
I've never seen anything like this, really.
Well, it's refreshing because the many years that I've gone to NAMM, and I remember my dad used to take me when I was a kid, and you saw some amazing things that, you know, there were a lot of inventors at the show. And I think it's refreshing to see people trying to innovate and do something to take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because we did get into a rut. I mean, basically, the sound of music today is basically 50s technology.
Yes.
And it's been that way, and it just stays there. And it's refreshing because what they're doing, it is different, and it is good. I mean, it can take your sound somewhere else. And you still have the traditional sounds, but they're doing some interesting things, like using the bronze, that guitar with the bronze frets. I really am curious to see what kind of tone you get out of that.
Yeah.
But also, too, increase the sustain. They're doing different ways to doing that. And then also, too, they're exploring other woods. Like those fretboards, those Svenge fretboards are really, really nice, and they sound good. I mean, they seem to have all the qualities that you need to get the reason we've used ebony and rosewood. It has the same character and quality to it, and the woods, plus they're making just beautiful guitars, but the design is so it's a good thing that it's innovative.
What shocks me in these guitars, so those guys making those guitars now, and now there is the war on the Ukraine, as you know, there is a real civil war. And those guys during the time making those beautiful guitars. How hell you can even do that on that time? That's what shocks me the most.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
just put
amazing.
It together.
Go ahead.
So they're incredibly unique. Everyone. I mean, look at the inlay on this. When
you the craftsmanship is definitely there.
Each guitar has some this kind of, you know, this inlay here. It's just really something. Even Tony and I were just even the tuning machines.
They're engraved.
They're engraved. Right. Okay. Thanks.
That's each guitar also unique with each guitar is each neck has a dual truss rod adjustment.
So here,
right,
and
there.
See
it right here.
And,
approaching
you see
the 24th
where is
thread.
The bottom for the strap lock button. There
this is going to knock
tool
you out.
In there. If you can put your fingers under the
look.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, that's tool for the truss rod adjustment.
Every guitar has it.
For
oh, wow.
the bridge adjustment and for the for the nut
that's
adjustment.
A different design.
So you unscrew that nut.
Oh.
And
so
you can pull out the special
here.
Tool.
Oh, right there. Oh.
So we don't forget it and lose it again.
Yes.
There you go.
That's
now,
let's adjust the truss rod.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that is. Oh, wait a minute. Let me. I got to take a picture of this. This is cool. You have your own truss rod adjuster built into the guitar.
You can use this special key with truss rod, with nut, with bridge.
So we
now, with. I understand that, obviously the war is a sensitive issue, but does that cause a shortage? Does that make it more difficult to get materials?
Of course. Of course, everything's related. So they're working in a type of pretty much war situation, and they still getting that stuff. And because they don't get a lot of supply, they're making everything by hands at their own factory.
Right.
All
right,
of those
right.
bridges.
All of the bronze and brass
all of
are
bronze
in-house.
And
the bridges, the pickups. Who makes the tuning keys? You guys make your own tuning keys?
Except tuning keys. They buy tuning keys, but they
but who?
Engraving.
These have Grover.
Do you guys engrave them?
Custom order of Grover.
Oh, okay. So the Grover, I've never seen. I haven't seen engraved ones since like old guitars from the 20s or something like that.
Yeah, there's a couple Wilkinson pieces on. There's a couple Wilkinson pieces on a couple of models, and there's a couple of Seymour Duncan's pickups on a couple of models,
mm-hmm.
and some Grovers. But all the bronze and brass and a lot of the stuff, everything else is in-house, which
right.
is amazing.
And I presume that you also make to order. So if somebody wants a special pickup, you'll put the special pickup in there. Let's try this guitar that Steve has. We haven't really listened to this baby. So explain which pickups you're using as you go along.
Okay, we're going with the neck, and it's bladed.
Now, are those covers on those humbuckers engraved?
Yes, they are.
Wow. I can't... it's hard to get the shot of that. I'll have to take one later.
Okay, neck. Here's the middle. Split. And treble, pull out.
A lot of harmonics out of it too.
Which
that squawks.
That's the bridge. Neck. Nice sustain. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice clarity. Jeez.
Beautiful.
That and
I know this is random,
I have to,
but I'm speechless.
One of the things I have to say, that's their pickups. That's the they make
yeah,
those pickups. The tone of that. Do me a favor, go to the treble pickup, blow it out a little bit, and give me that squawk. Give me some harmonics. Got some great tone.
Yeah.
And now give me the woman tone. I mean, the pickups nail that sound. I love those pickups. A great sounding guitar.
I mean, the warm sound is really nice.
Now you have the on that guitar you have the bronze bridge, but what wood is that for the saddle around that?
Ooh,
Vinge.
That's Vinge too. It's stained then, right? That is beautiful.
What pickups are in that one, Pablo?
Exactly. Yeah, very unique pickups.
What? Thank you. Yeah, they're
G. How do they call those pickups? I forgot.
Both of those guitars, and even this guitar, the Marianne
has very unique name. Just for your info as well, it sounds a little bit.
What's the name?
What's the name of that?
Who is it that governs radio, and what words you cannot say on the radio? What are they called again?
I have kids that listen to this. So,
yeah, it would sound like a swear word. It's a man's name. And it's spelled F-O-K-I-N.
Oh, okay.
Is the man's name. And
surname, yeah.
You can say it.
Is it Fokin?
Yeah. It's Mr. Ilya Fokin.
So there's Fokin pickups in the guitar, to answer your question.
Fokin those pickups. Fokin pickups are really good, man. Jeez.
And I should also point out, I just learned this the other day. y'all are selling, presenting, at NAMM. They are going to be doing their own pickups, individual.
Yeah.
You can buy a bridge.
Fokin's going to be at NAMM?
No, Universum, and they'll be at NAMM. Just so you know, it's booth 4127, for those of you NAMM attendees. Universum will be at 4127. And as they are also launching guitars, they're also launching some of the accessories in the guitars, such as the pickups.
Oh, so you can
And they
buy
come
the
in
pickups,
very yeah. sexy little wood boxes. Is what I really know about it.
Wow.
Yes. And bridges.
No, that's amazing. But the now, Fokin, is he Ukrainian?
Fokin from Moscow.
Oh, the Russian pickups.
Yeah.
Ah, very interesting. It's amazing.
There's a lot between Russia and Ukraine, but Russian guys making pickups and Ukrainian guys making beautiful guitars. And it's still for them that war does not exist. It's just between, you know, politicians, basically.
Right, right. And that's cool, too, because the interaction, it just shows the universality of the whole thing.
Music. Yeah.
You know, it's just, I think it's cool that you're doing, you know, that, but what's happening over there is amazing. I mean, these are amazing guitars, and, you know, I'm really impressed. I just think that they're just beautifully made instruments.
Wow.
Now, I just want to mention one thing, Gary. I asked Gary to do this. If anybody out there is interested in these guitars, and you go to the Amp Shop Bass Exchange and mention All About Guitar, Gary will give you a deal.
Yeah.
So I want to mention it because these are great guitars.
NAMM deal.
They're really
special.
Good.
Bam.
That's right.
Family deal.
Now. Everybody, again, the website, I want to give enough time for everybody to, I want to make sure, I want to let the guys play and play these guitars a little bit. So I'm going to cut the show a little earlier so they can play longer, because you really got to hear these guitars play. I just want to mention universumguitars.com is their website. And you can also get more information from Gary, www.bassexchange.com, or go down to their store and check these beautiful things out. I also want to mention, too, Steve Pfister's new album, The Authorized Bootleg. And you can get more info on www.stevepfister.com. And Tony Polizzi, you can find out more info on him and what he's doing at www.tonypguitar.com. I got everything correct.
Nice.
And So I, yes, I want to thank all you guys for coming down here and checking these guitars out. These are just amazing instruments.
Beautiful
instruments. And we'll do some more. We'll follow up more on some of the accessories and stuff. And I'll try to grab some pictures of what they're selling too. They make gig bags. They make straps. You make a bunch of different things, which is pretty cool. And the straps are, there's some really beautiful straps. The I mean, those leather straps are really nice.
You don't even know what's the beautiful straps or the guitars. I'm lost right now.
That's true. That's true. But they make some really nice gig bags.
Oh, the detail and the craftsmanship, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it. So very unique.
And I think it's good because it raises the bar.
Sure does.
Other companies, our companies here, these are really well-made guitars. The craftsmanship, you can see it, and I think that's great because hopefully it will spur on more quality guitars. These are very quality instruments and totally roadworthy, and they do some really... I mean, these pickups, the pickups on these two electrics that Tony and Steve are playing right now, I'm
great.
Blown away.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Steve has the Focan pickups, but what's the, are those Focan on the other one? Yeah.
Different models, but master is Ilya Focan.
Okay, Ilya.
Wow. Just when you think you knew it all.
So all of your guitar pickups are Focan pickups. I mean, this one that Tony's using, it's a little bigger. It looks like a Jazzmaster type of pickup, but it is a humbucker. It's really nice, and the cover.
Covers, big covers.
On the what are the covers made? What is that?
It's poplar.
Poplar pickup covers. Very interesting. Yeah. But is the pickup that big, or is it smaller under that cover?
It's traditional size.
Oh, it is traditional size. So it would fit on a standard, any standard, if you wanted to buy the pickups and put them on any of your guitars. That is amazing.
And this is a 24 fret guitar too. I wanted to say that.
Is that one? Is the other one too? The one that you're.
This is 22.
22.
24.
So yeah. Now, can people buy other pieces? Can they buy the nuts? Can they buy the bridges?
Yeah.
So you sell all the accessories. So any of the parts that you want, and. I recommend Steve buy those engraved tuning keys. You need those on some guitar that you have.
I gotta have it.
Yes, those are just amazing. Well, actually, those humbuckers, engraved humbuckers, I mean...
They sound really great.
They are really good. All right, well, we're out of time, and I want to make sure...
I just wondered about the wood in this bass, the body.
It's maple body.
It's maple.
Maple.
Okay.
Maple back, maple. Too. The back is maple, too.
Yeah.
And the fretboard?
The fretboard is, what was that?
Van Gate.
That's Van Gate.
And then the neck is maple and walnut.
The seven piece, yeah. Okay. All right, let's, everybody, thank you so much. Gary, Steve, Tony, Gary.
Hey.
Two Garys, and Pavel and Alexander. Thank you so much. And let's let you guys just jam and take us out.
E?
E.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Start. Thank you. Good night, everybody.